Good people, all hark to my call. I'll tell you all what did befall and happened of late. Our noble, valiant General Monk came to the Rump, who lately stunk with their council of state. Admiring what this man would do, his secret mind as none could know. They dived into him as much as they could. George would not be won with their silver and gold. Another invention then they sought, which long they wrought for to be brought, to clasp him with they. Quoth Vane and Scott, I'll tell you what, we'll have our plot, and he shall not, we'll carry the sway. Let's vote him £1,000 a year, and Hampton Court for he and his heir. Quoth George, indeed, your free parliament men, to cut a thong out of another man's skin. They sent him then with all his hosts to break our posts and raise our ghosts, which was their intent, to cut our gates and chains all down unto the ground. This trick they found to make him be shent. This plot the Rump did so accord to cast an odium on my lord. But in this task he was hard put unto't. 'Twas enough to infect both his horse and his foot. So when my lord perceived that night what was their spite, he brought to light their knaveries all. The Parliament of 48, which long did wait, came to him straight to give them a fall. And some fanatical people knew that George would give them their fatal due. For indeed he did requite them again. He pulled the monster out of his den. To the house, our worthy Parliament, with good intent, they boldly went to vote home the king, and many hundred people more stood at the door, which waited for good tidings to bring. But some in the house, whose hands were in blood, in great opposition, like traitors they stood. And yet I believe 'tis very well known that those that were for him were 20 to 1. They called the League and Covenant in to be read again to every man. But what comes next? All sequestrations null and void. The people said none should be paid. So this was the text. For as I heard other people say, they voted King Charles a 2nd of May. Bonfires burning, bells did ring, and our streets did echo with God bless the king. Our general then to Dover goes, in spite of foes or deadly blows, saying Vive le Roy, and all the glories of the land at his command. There they did stand in triumph and joy. Good Lord, what a sumptuous sight was to see our good Lord General fall on his knee to welcome home his majesty, and owned his sacred sovereignty. Then all this worthy noble train came back again with Charlemagne, our sovereign great. Lord Mayor in his scarlet gown, with chain so long, went through the town in pomp and state. The livery men each side the way, upon this great triumphant day. 5 rich maces carried before, and my lord himself the sword he bore. Then Vive le Roy the gentry did sing, for General Monk rode next to the king. With acclamations, shouts, and cries, I thought they would have rent the skies. The conduits ravished with joy, as I might say, did run all day. Great plenty of wine, and every gentleman of note in's velvet coat that could be got in glory did shine. There were all the peers and barons bold, richly clad in silver and gold. Marched through the streets so brave, no greater pomp a king could have. And thus conducted all along throughout the throng, till he did come unto Whitehall, attended by these noble men, bold Hector's kin that brought him in, with the general who was the man that brought him home and placed him on his royal throne. 'Twas General Monk did do the thing, so God preserve our gracious king.